Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are celebrating Valentine's Day and giving you guys some advice for sex, relationships, and love, like how to handle Valentine's Day at the start of a relationship, how to friend zone someone when you are super flirty, and what to do when your man wants to fatten you up. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hello, Corey.
Cheers. Good day. Hi.
And hello, all of Korea.
Yes.
And hello, Rhea. Rhea.
The number one thing that Siri autocorrects my name to.
Korea?
Korea. Bitch cool. Always be like, the bitch always be like, Korea.
Do you sign a lot of texts when you talk about yourself?
XOXO Korea girl.
Oh, wow. A K-pop queen.
Yeah, well, she does love pop.
Well, okay, great. Corey, it's almost the big day. Corey's big Valentine's Day alone.
Well, you know what they say. Korea's big Valentine's Day alone.
Do you have any Valentine's Day plans?
Listen, I could find some between now and then.
Oh.
If you're attractive and you live in San Francisco, slide into my DMs.
Jesus.
Ask me out on a Valentine's Day date. Maybe I'm having a Galentine's Day party with my gals.
You could. That's a big thing. People do that. Would you go on a first date on Valentine's Day? That
seems a bit aggressive. No. I was saying I had my ex in college and I, when we were dating, we would always go out the day before Valentine's Day because restaurants were fucking empty. And bitch, we would saddle up to the Bennigan's little table and get ourselves a Monte Cristo. And bitch, happy February 13th to us. Or something.
You're falling apart. You're a mess.
I blame you for all of this.
We are recording earlier in the morning than we usually do.
Yeah.
I texted Corey this morning. I said, "Hi, are you able to record this morning? Because I'm going to be in Switzerland all week." So
I was in bed.
Well, when did you get to bed?
You saw the text I sent. You checked the timestamp on the text I sent you before I went to bed.
What time did you text me? I'm looking right now. No. I replied to your text at 6:50 a.m. Oh, 3:30 a.m. That's not bad.
I was sending you Pokemon at 3:30 in the morning.
Thank you. You seemed busy.
Yeah, well, happy Galentine's Day to me, bitch.
Okay, so you were out last night. Did you get laid?
No, I sent you pictures of Pokemon at 3:30 in the morning. Do you think I got laid?
Corey, I have like hundreds of Pokemon I need to trade.
Bitch, I know. So okay, when am I seeing you?
You need to come visit. Anyway, Valentine's Day is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like surely we're not the only two that have issues.
Clearly not.
Because I'm single on Valentine's Day. You're single on Valentine's Day.
I think anyone listening to this podcast has issues at this point.
And that's the that on that. And that's on period poo.
Period.
Is that what people say?
Period poo?
Yeah, people say period poo.
No one says period
poo. I promise you. I promise poo.
I promise you.
I promise you. Google it, .net. Anyway, so who else has issues, Corey?
Some of the little cycle babies, cycle ghosties,
cycle carnies,
all the people who emailed us into psychobabblequestions@gmail.com and asked for advice. Yeah, so we're going to help them out and answer some of their queries.
It's been a minute since we did an advice episode. We do them maybe a few a year, but we were thinking, because it's Valentine's Day, why not do a special advice episode that's all about love, relationships,
self-love,
sex, fucking, you know, compatibility,
are we reading their star charts?
Sensuality.
There you have it.
Lust.
Greed. Envy.
Period poo. Scat play. Kinkology. A little bit of this. A little bit of Alexis. A little bit of love.
Okay, yeah.
Platonic.
Keep going, baby. I'm gonna let you fill the whole 30 minutes.
Fill in the hole for 30 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Were you buying me some time to read
the first question? I was just trying to get in our keywords.
You were trying to riff?
Riffing, yitching, yipping, scorching,
scorching, riffing,
scorching. Barking at your partner.
I will say, when I left
handcuffs.
When I left the club last night and called my Uber home, I tried to walk a few blocks away from the bar because a lot of people were leaving when I left, and there was a furry, and I really wanted to go talk to him, and then he took his hat off, and I thought, well, there goes the illusion.
Yeah, I was in Vegas this past weekend, and every Minnie Mouse I saw had her head off.
Oh, wait, why?
I don't know, because they were counting their money. They don't even try to.
a headless Minnie Mouse counting their money?
You can't easily count your money when you're one of those characters No. And I saw so many tourists getting tricked into taking pictures, and I was like, oh, they don't even know they're about to get charged. Because they don't tell them up front.
No.
Are those people kind of the gateway between humanoids and furries? The characters that you took pictures with at Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna start doing.
Well,
okay. I think that's what San Francisco needs.
Where would you set up shop?
But we would have to go to the wharf. That's where the tourists are.
Wharf, wharf. You know what I'm saying?
Warp, warp, bark, bark, chonk, chonk.
I was thinking outside Barry's and the Castro.
Okay. You know I was there yesterday.
You could be a furry with like a harness on.
Mm-hmm. Fitness furry.
Well, the harnesses aren't for fitness.
Well, it could be. What if you're doing those push-ups on rings and your like harness is like hooked up and hanging you somehow?
You know,
listen, I don't know. I'm not into fitness.
But you are into furries.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Do we have any furry questions today? Let's jump into the advice.
I didn't search, but I actually will after you start talking about answering this first question. This comes from a dear cycle baby, and it says, I like you, but not that much. Hi, Tyler and Corey. I recently started seeing a guy who I like, but don't know really that well. With Valentine's Day around the corner, I want to avoid that weird thing where one or both people doesn't acknowledge the holiday and then one or both people gets annoyed. And on the other hand, I don't want to suggest an activity or a date that's too much for someone I've only recently met and scare him off. Any advice for a chill, I like you, but not that much Valentine's Day?
Oof.
I've been listening to you guys for years. You feel like older brothers. Thanks for everything, H.
Well, H. Oh my gosh, that's a tricky one, because when you start dating around like January, it becomes like, okay, well, what are we going to do? Are we even going to acknowledge it? Same thing happens in like, if you start dating in fall, it's like, okay, well, do you really do something big for Christmas? And like,
it's the worst.
Like, it's not a good time to like casually try to figure things out.
Same if you start dating somebody and it's like their birthday's 3 weeks later. It's like, what the fuck do you do about that?
I'm very crystal clear. Like, you don't have to invite me to whatever you're doing with your actual friends. Like,
yeah,
we don't know each other that well.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to hang out with them, I would definitely, you need to come with a plan. And if it is something low key, I mean, you could just, I don't know. I think honesty's the best policy. If you want to hang out, I think it's on a Friday this year. Jesus. Double down on the holiday Valentine's Day weekend shit. Yeah, I mean, can't you just get away with like doing something simple and not like romantic-y?
I feel like no gifts. You're allowed to do something a little cute. It's not, as long as you're like not trying to be like, you're the one I feel so deeply for, as long as you're not like doing the whole shebang that you would do for like an actual partner or boyfriend or something, I feel like it's cute to just give like a little like Happy Valentine's Day something. I don't know. It doesn't have to be that intense.
I say you do a little Netflix and chill and you like order one of those heart-shaped pizzas.
Cute. Yeah. I mean, as long as they're not like...
Maybe not a heart-shaped pizza.
I'm not opposed to that.
This is a smiley face pizza.
A heart-shaped pizza's cute. If I were going on a date... I have gone on a first date with somebody on Valentine's Day once. And it's
your
like...
life.
You have to acknowledge it. It's like, it's an elephant in the room if you don't. As long as you guys are both in on the joke of like, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, or just make plans to hang out the day before or like the Wednesday before. And
then act like it's not happening?
Well, no. And then just be like, oh, it's on a Friday. I have normal Friday night plans with my gals.
Oh, well, that's true too. Or it's like, you could even be like, you could just say Happy Valentine's Day. It doesn't have to be that deep.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're dating somebody, kind of, like a little bit, I think it doesn't hurt to say, acknowledge it and like just be like, Happy Valentine's Day, you're cute. Like, you don't have to be like, I love you. You don't have to be like,
you don't have to bring a dozen roses.
Right. I say steer clear from the like, the ultra romantic side of it, but you can still be cutesy. There's no harm in that. And if you like them, then what's the problem?
Nothing.
So
have at it.
I mean, you're getting advice on how to act in a relationship from two people not in a relationship. So,
bitch,
best of luck.
I could be in one by the time this comes out.
I could easily be in one. Let's try it.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a better chance than I do.
Thank you. Okay. Did we help this person?
I don't know.
Okay, well, great.
Did we or didn't we?
I think this person's good to go. I think as long as you don't take it too seriously. I think here's the red flag, though. If they go all out and you are clearly not here for the all out, then that is a red flag that you need to address.
Well, yeah.
And you need to be like, you need to take that for what it is and be like, this person likes me a lot more than I like them.
Here's the nitty gritty. I mean, you can just be honest and be like, hey, Valentine's Day is coming up. I know we just met. I like what we're doing. I like how this relationship's progressing. If you want to hang out on Valentine's Day, I'm down. But I would just like it to be on par with the hangouts that we've been having.
Oh, that's so formal. You could just be like, hey, girl. Well, not maybe not. You could just be like, hey, babe. I know we just started.
Ew, are they already at babe level?
Hey, you. I know we just started hanging. This has been super fun. I'm down to hang on Valentine's Day. But it doesn't have to be anything over the top or wild. Let's do something cute. Like, I think that gets it across that, like, hey, I don't want anything extra or wild, like, over the top, like, lovey-dovey. But, like, I do think you're cute and I do want to spend time with you.
It's just, what's your love language? I never want a gift. Even if we're dating and it's our year anniversary on Valentine's Day, I don't want nothing.
Yeah, well, I don't.
Are you a gift giver?
I am not a gift giver. You know me.
Are you a gift receiver?
No, I don't want anything. I don't want to give anything. I like a cute, like,
you're a physical idea for touch. A
date. No, I want somebody to take charge. Anyway, that's not the conversation we're having.
Great. Well, I hope we helped H out, and I hope you're still hanging with this person on Valentine's Day.
Good luck.
Good luck.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our next question comes from B. It says, hop off my non-existent dick. Hello, both of you beautiful people. Here is the lowdown. I can't have guy friends. I know the stigma and everyone is going to say it's bullshit, but for me, it's true. Every guy friend I have ends up being interested in me. I am a cis female that is bisexual, and I'm very comfortable with my sexuality and very aware of who I want to be with and who I don't. I don't have problems when it comes to my female friends, but anytime I get close with a guy, they always end up catching feelings. I told this person recently that I wasn't interested, and clearly affected them, which is not what I wanted at all because I still care about them as a friend. However, I don't know how to stop this from happening to me. I am a flirt, but I flirt with everyone. And when it comes to the questions of real intimacy, I always make sure that I draw the line. Again, my female friends get this, but any guys I've met do not. Help me cock block myself with all love, B.
Ooh, well, I think part of your answer is in your own question. If I were your friend and I got constant flirtation vibes, then maybe I would read that as such. So, and maybe your girlfriends are more like conscious of how you are. I think sometimes maybe guys might be a little bit dumber then. Guys are reading the situation as it is and like, oh, they're probably going to their guy friends and be like, yeah, she's flirty. And their guy friends are like, yeah, she's into it.
Yeah. I have more questions about what the flirting entails. I mean, I think that would help me because I kind of see what you're saying. But she says that she like makes the draws the line. So
I would say if you want to continue being flirty, you have to accept that some people might interpret that as flirtation. So like you're going to have to deal with going and being explicit that you are. Yes, flirty, but not wanting it to be more than that.
Flirty, but I don't want the D.
Right. I think if you don't want to be interpreted as flirting, then don't flirt.
Wow,
that's what I think.
Do you feel like, when I read this email, I thought it was interesting because I was wondering how you felt. Because I feel like gay guys anybody who has like same sex relationships in any sort of instance. Do you feel like it's hard for you as a gay man to differentiate between like male on male friendships with guys that you just want to be friends with versus people you would actually be interested in.
Totally. I mean, I think this is a situation where like, when your dating pool is the same as your friendship pool, is the same as your friendship with benefits pool, is the same as your, like, there are a lot.
They're all swimming together.
Right. And so I think what it's, honestly, what it takes is really open, honest communication. And I have friends that I'm like, hey, I wouldn't even want to kiss them at the club. I have friends.
Are you talking about me?
I'm talking about Corey. I have friends that I definitely want to make out with, but I don't see anything more than that. I have friends that I'm like, maybe I would go on a date with them. So as long as you are crystal clear, I think you're good to go. You have to be like, you have to be prepared for the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think it all just boils down to having like open and honest conversations in any sort, if you're in any of these situations whatsoever, and just being like, hey, let's figure this out together. But as far as like your guy friends hitting on you, I mean, if you're really in that deep of a search for male friends, I kind of side with Tyler with maybe hold off on what you consider flirting, or just be right up front from the jump and be like, hey, I'm glad we're being friends, but it's always just going to be friends for me.
Or, you know what?
Does that sound cocky to say to somebody, though?
I think...
Are you assuming that all people like you?
I think what you need to do is either be upfront or drop hints that, like, act like they're the type of person you'd go to for boyfriend advice for guys that you are interested in.
Ooh,
as in, like,
oh,
I'm having such boy issues. I feel like you're such a good friend. You get me. You can help me with this. Like, that type of thing.
If
a
guy doesn't understand. Set up those boundaries right from the beginning.
Right. And I'm not trying to, like, be like, this is, you put yourself in the situation. But, like, if you aren't upfront, then you kind of do put yourself in the situation where you might get it misinterpreted.
Well, that's that on that.
Yeah. I mean, cock blocking your friends or cock blocking, cock blocking yourself.
Yeah. She's trying to friend zone everybody.
Well, let me also say, baby, not everyone likes you as much as you think you think they do. Wow, well, I really got that word out.
this one person did. Yeah, I think if you're going to be flirty, you just need to be like upfront from the beginning. And yeah, if you need to find creative ways to slip in the like, friend comment, you're such a good friend. I love that I can come to you for friendly advice.
Or if you really want guy friends, maybe you just need gay friends.
Well, yeah, or you could ask them to like hook you up with one of their friends so that they know it's like you're not interested and you're like, hey, yeah, have you got any guys like you?
See, but I'm the I'm the type of person that would be like, hook me up with one of your friends, but also I want to hook up with you. Like that does not tell somebody that I don't want to hook up with them. Like if I'm open-minded. Maybe some people aren't.
You're Nelly Furtado, promiscuous girl.
Thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This next question comes from M. M says, so I have a friend who I had a crush on years ago. I managed to put the feelings behind me and I was living my best life. But a couple days ago, we made out at a party. We cuddled a bit to it and it was nice. But the thing is, I didn't feel much when it was happening. Does that make me a psychopath? My roommate thinks so. It was also my first kiss and I'm 25 years old. I hope I wasn't bad, and I hope that doesn't make me lame for having my first kiss at 25. Me and him have since talked about it, and he apologized and said that that he does that sort of thing with people he's really comfortable with. I'm not sure how I feel, but I don't really want to fall for him again or get hurt, but the cuddling was nice. Do you think people can be friends with cuddle benefits and not catch feelings? Any advice is appreciated. Wishing you both love and luck in 2020. Hashtag another year alone. Thanks, M.
Wow. Well, I think you're asking two people that are pretty on one side of this. Would you not agree, Corey?
One side of what?
Like, I think we both are in agreement that, like, of course you could be friends with somebody and also, like...
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Have cuddle benefits and not catch feelings.
We are not the most conservative people to ask on that.
Yeah. I wanted to start and say, first, you're not lame for having your first kiss at 25.
Right.
And you're also not a psychopath, because it sounds like you did have a crush on this person, and you sounds like you worked really hard to put them in a place where they were just friends and get yourself in that mental headspace, which I know isn't always easy. That's something I've had to do as well, is kind of like disassociate someone that I had feelings for and then turn that into just a friendship, which it did work out in the end, which is great. But I think you obviously have a lot to process. I think it's always going to flare something up if you used to like somebody and then suddenly you're making out and cuddling with them and you're like, whoa, how did this happen? But I mean, I believe in friends with cuddle benefits.
Yeah, it's like when you, I feel like those feelings are always going to kind of be there. If you once had them, they're like a little bit dormant, and or you learn how to like deal with them. But I think relationships can change over time, and like your type of how you look at somebody can grow and evolve. But yeah, I feel like if it's somebody that you liked, if it's somebody that I once liked, I may grow out of it. But like some people always have like a special place in your heart. Does that mean that I like want to necessarily rekindle something or go back to it or blah, 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 blah? Not necessarily, but like, I do think as long as you both are on the same page of what that is, then it's a safe thing to explore as just like cuddle buddies or whatever, hookup friends or whatever it could be.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're just going to have to like really think on it and take it day by day and just be very honest with yourself. Like maybe you hang out and cuddle a second time and it's great. And then maybe you hang out and cuddle the fifth time and then suddenly you're starting to feel for him again. And then you really have to kind of assess the situation when you get to that point and realize like, is this something I want to go in all in on again? And is this something I want to have to try to process and figure out if it doesn't work out? So it's tough. I mean, I wish I had all the answers, but I think you just have to continue to like monitor the situation and have an honest conversation with yourself, and honestly one with him as well, and kind of say like, if this is going to be cuddle friends, then that's all it's going to be.
I think my rule of thumb for any type of like, if you want a relationship outside of what you're exploring with this guy, my rule is that guy that's just for fun and like just cuddle buddy or whatever, like the extra fun little thing on the side is, if that's taking up the time that would have been spent looking for something that fills what you're actually looking for, then it becomes an issue. Because it's like, okay, well, you're wasting your time with somebody that you know is not what you're looking for. That's not necessarily productive for you. Right. But if it's just kind of like a sprinkle in all, like whenever you kind of want it, some fun here and there, then I think no harm, no foul. But if it, like I said, if it gets in the way of what you're actually looking for and you're not being honest with yourself about like, oh, is this filling maybe a hole of what I'm trying to fill, but it's not an honest fill of what I'm looking for because I'm treating it like it's something more than it actually is, then right, that might be not necessarily healthy for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you definitely shouldn't deprioritize like seeking out other actual relationships.
If that's what you're looking for.
If you do want to find that love, I think that'll also help you keep it friendly with this person.
Right.
Gruel. Gruel. Do we have time for one more?
I would say yes.
Yes, let's do it. All right. This says caught in a web of fetishes.
Ooh.
Hi, Tyler and Corey. I've got a big, we've got a big stink on our hands, and honey, it ain't potpourri.
Oh, no.
I know. My name is F, and my boyfriend wants me big. He wants me to quit my job and just stay home and eat. Being a former fat kid, I was bullied a lot, and this has led me to a super difficult relationship with my body as a 24-year-old, and having him tell me this isn't great for my head. On the other hand, I have a deep-seated love of thick boys, which my BF happens to be a member of, and I love every inch of him. He is super comfortable with his body and with what he likes, and we have a healthy, communicative, open relationship going on 3 years now. However, we live in a very rural area, and there aren't many gays around to explore that openness. The only issue I have, though, is me. He wants to worship my meat castle and fondle my bits, but some of his favorite things about me are my least favorite. He's accepted that I probably won't gain weight, and he wants me to, and I've actually lost weight and gained some muscle mass, which I know disappoints him. So I guess my question is, from the two most unqualified bitches in the land,
oh my God,
please read me to filth. I don't know if this is an actual question, but I know some gagged gays ain't never going to turn down a read on some anon trade, huh?
I don't even know any of those words.
If you have anything that sounds like advice, I am all ears. Peace. F.
Okay. Well, so what I'm trying to gather from this is the issue, you got a boyfriend who wants your body to be different than what your body
that what you want is. Your body to be, yeah. So this
doesn't even matter if your boyfriend wants you to be fatter. This doesn't matter if your boyfriend wants you to be skinnier, if your boyfriend wants you to be musclier, whatever your boyfriend wants you to be. If that's not aligned with what you want it to be, then bitch, it's none of your boyfriend's business.
Yeah. I mean, when I read this before we started, I was thinking the exact same thing. I think what's most important here is that you're happy in your own skin. And you feel like happy and healthy and positive about yourself. And I don't think really changing anything about yourself, I mean, while it might make him happy, it's obviously not going to make you happy. And I just don't think we should be doing a whole lot of things that jeopardize our happiness for someone else.
I agree. I feel like between the start of your life and the end of your life, you are going to meet a lot of people that maybe you think you're going to be with for a long time, and maybe you change yourself for them, but the only person you're with for the entire time is you. So if you change yourself for other people and then somehow you guys are not together, you're going to be stuck with the person you changed yourself into for them. And who's going to be left having to deal with it? Only you. So bitch, you might as well make yourself who you want you to be, because you're the only one from the start to the end that you're going to have to deal with. So,
and I mean, and if you've been in an open relationship for 3 years now, I mean, there's obviously things about you that he does like. There's obviously, an attraction there on some level. So, yeah.
And maybe it's like not as deep as what we're thinking about it as. Maybe it's just like friendly, like, oh, like, I don't know how he could articulate.
What would he say?
I'm trying to think of how he would articulate it. Like, ooh, baby, eat that. Just eat that. Or have that donut. Or I don't know. Maybe it's like, not like,
I wish you had a fatter ass.
Sure. Maybe it's more playful than we're thinking. It's probably not as explicit as, bitch, you need to gain weight, fatten up, fatty. Like,
Give me that chonky ass.
Maybe it is more direct. And then I would say that's like, I would put your foot down, but maybe it's more like playful, and then you can reply playfully like, girl, I am what I am, and if you don't like it, bitch, I don't know. It's,
I love your body, you can love my body the way it is.
Right. Plus, I, as somebody who definitely understands coming from a perspective of like body image issues and like probably fluctuating weight and trying to figure out like what you're comfortable with your own body, having other people's opinions on your body does not help the situation. Like, girl, you already have enough you're trying to figure out just within yourself. So if it is getting to you, I think it's a very fair thing to say something about it and say, like, while I totally appreciate and love how much you love me at every shape, I'm figuring it out on my own. And your support, whether it's like me at my biggest, me at my skinniest, me at my muscliest, is helpful. And I appreciate it. And that's what I'm looking for right now. Not necessarily you telling me what I need to be, but just you supporting me wherever I am on the journey of figuring out what I want to be.
Right. And so instead of talking about what I need to change or what you wish was different, can you share with me the parts of me that you do love?
Right.
Healthy stuff.
Wow. I think we helped a lot of people this Valentine's Day, Corey.
I think we really did.
I think we changed the world.
I'm gonna help myself to a heart-shaped pizza.
I'm gonna fatten up and get some donuts or something. That sounds like
an apple cider donut.
As much as I think I would love a man to be like, no, baby, just stay home and eat, I don't think that I think. Well,
I don't want
to. That does sound kind of like heaven. But I also don't want to, like.
Is that what Jabba the Hutt did to Princess Leia?
Maybe a little bit. Jabba the Slut.
Whoa.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is this our first Star Wars reference on the
Absolutely
podcast?
Not. No, we've talked about Baby Yoda. Are we getting a Baby Jabba?
I wish.
I kind of feel like Baby Jabba sometimes. You know?
You do look like him.
Thank you.
You do talk like him.
Thank you. You don't even know what Jabba the Hutt sounds like.
I was more of a Pizza the Hutt kind of girl.
Okay, girl. Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
I am at Forever Alone this Galentine's Day.
Yep. And I am Feed Me Daddy on TikTok.
You're chonky bit.
Chonky bitch on Vine. Corey, have a happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks.
Best of luck with all of your love.
Thanks.
And
I
remember,
hope you catch Pokemon this Valentine's Day.
Thank
there's
you.
Probably, there's an event.
If
Shiny
you're listening,
Chansey.
There is a Pokemon Go event. If you're listening and you are not in a relationship and you're feeling a little like down and out about it, there are many types of relationships out there that are just as appreciable and worthy of appreciating as romantic ones. So
find a friend with cuddle benefits.
Galentine's Day it is.
Yeah.
You and your gals.
Yeah, there you have it.
Okay. Have a good life.
Talk to you later. Love you.
Bye.